officials of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is December 25th, 2012. Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you are all having a wonderful holiday. We have a special broadcast lined up for you tonight, beginning with an all-new Ask Alex segment where members of Planet InfoWars have submitted some very interesting questions this time around to Alex. He will be answering those questions. And then we're going to bring you two special reports. One features our very own Melissa Melton and Ja'Kari Jackson. They actually get detained by the NSA. So basically they're being detained for watching the Watchers, if you will. Then Melissa Melton will be reviewing the new Hollywood blockbuster film Zero Dark Thirty. And this is basically Hollywood's way of, basically pushing the official government fable of the Osama bin Laden raid. That's coming up next. And remember, even the CIA says it's not an accurate portrayal of what really went down. So, you know, be sure to stick around for that report. And speaking of special reports, if you've missed any of our special reports, don't forget that we are updating all of our content every single day on PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, there's our newly revamped website right there, where Prison Planet TV subscribers, well, they have access to all of our special reports, including all of our documentaries, including, you know, the best interviews. The Alex Jones Show, the radio broadcast, can be seen live. You can also check out the InfoWars Nightly News, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We are currently running a special right now. It's called Operation Wake the Sleeping Giant, where you can buy one subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv and share with up to 10 people. So it makes a great gift card. So I would highly recommend that you take advantage of that and get that for your friends and family. Now, we're also going to include David Ortiz is going to hit the streets and ask, could we have a Black Friday Christmas? All I want for Christmas is Piers Morgan to be deported. So, but anyway, that's all coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News. Stick around.
Welcome back. This is going to be the last portion of the Ask Alex, and so you guys have something new to watch for a little bit. We are actually taking your questions from the Ask Alex group on Planet InfoWars. So
we did part one last night. This is part two.
That's part two. So let's.
And you are Christy Hightower.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm covering. You've got to cover all.
And no, but this is all just impromptu. I mean, we're getting Illuminati commands from the deep space orbital galactic Pop-Tart vehicle, but no. Seriously, and I haven't seen these questions. I have not seen these questions, even though I'm like the great Corton, what's his name?
Predictor.
With, who was the Johnny Carson guy? Could hold the envelope up to it? The great Karnak? I could actually tell you what it read. Here's the issue of the magazine that's now sold out. I could say, I see them trying to take our guns and make us their slaves. The problem is when we're taping these at night, because we're taping this. There we go. That looks better. We're taping this to air next week during rebroadcast shows, so you have original information so the crew can take off part of Christmas. I do allow them one piece of coal as well here in the office.
Very generous.
It is actually about that cold in here, though.
Yeah, I've got a heater at my feet, actually.
But in Texas, it takes more energy to actually make it cold than to make it hot.
Really?
So, see, I'm lavishing everyone. Yeah, it's the opposite.
So generous, yes.
But wait, that's not right.
Yeah,
because
wait a minute. That seems twisted.
No, no, but it's not. It's correct.
Okay.
Because, you see, there they're freezing because it's cold outside.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And so they have to use heat to keep them warm, but he won't give them cold. Get them warm. Here, we make it as cold as possible, mm-hmm. and then everybody has heaters because I like it cold. So it's the reverse of using the maximum amount of energy to make Al Gore angry.
Or, I don't know, maybe just giving over your money.
Truth is, I don't know why it is so cold, because I go in the other offices where I don't control things. You know, we used to turn up the cold because there's hot lights in here.
Yeah.
But I go in other offices and they're freezing. I'm like, you have a thermostat. So everybody has like their own little old lady space heaters.
And our blankets over our laps.
So. Zach, did you take that from the writers next to us?
Yes. I told them I'd give it back.
Oh my gosh. You stole their,
They're probably freezing.
You stole their granny heaters. Those guys literally, I'm surprised they're not in there sitting on top of them.
All right. So please explain this, Alex. Bear with me. It's not really that long. I'll try to sum it up. But predictive programming is the topic. And he talks about the Godfather movie. And he says it's based on insider knowledge. And he says, I was watching the Godfather series last night. And in part three, having viewed the movie many times, I paused the film to study the maps on the wall of the Vatican. And the movie came out in 1979, more or less. And during that particular scene.
But not the third one.
I don't know when the third one came out.
Came out in like the 1990 or something. It was horrible, unwatchable. Guys.
Yeah, we should look that up.
Go to the NSA, all-seeing eye.
I apologize.
Which looks both ways, by the way. No. This is important information.
So he's talking about the Vatican, and he's talking about the maps on the wall. And he says the room at the Vatican had a huge wall mural of the map of the world. And guess what? The map displayed the equator to be much further south than it is now. And so the part depicting North America was different. It seems to be a duplicate of the U.S. Navy map that depicts a striking absence of Florida and much of the East Coast.
So conditioning us for global warming, seas rising.
Exactly. So is there, is that your take? That's it?
Yeah. The original Godfather came out in 1972.
Oh. I only saw the Godfather 1 and I like analyzed,
it's excellent.
Darkness.
It's an excellent film because it comes off as so real.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, can we have more movies like that? Where it makes you feel like you're at grandma's house, It's like the whole way.
It's a really good movie.
Anyways, I haven't seen that, but that's the kind of stuff we should go look up. I mean, I'm sure it's true. That's very interesting.
All right, so this next question actually, I can't stop the signal. I like that. What do you think of Corrections Corporation America going to high schools in Arizona and checking for drugs in kids' lockers? Have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard about that, but that's one of the biggest private prisons in the world connected to mega banks. And I do know that they and others have demanded 90% occupancy of their prisons in states they're going to move to. So a quota, you will go put in prison this many people. And so we have the biggest prison population in the world. Most of them are nonviolent.
80%, right? It's a huge percentage of nonviolent offenders.
Yeah, and it's like 7 million in the system, 4.5 million.
Well, you know what? I did a little research on the psych wards, and actually... basically the psych wards that are in Connecticut, there's three of them and they're all in the prisons. And essentially a mother wanted her son kept threatening her and a mother wanted to take her son and, have him committed. They're like, no, unless he tries to kill you, like legitimately tries to cut you up, we can't take him. We can't.
Well, it's the same thing with this Lanza guy. Same deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a blog post similar to that, but.
Let me look this up. Corrections Corps now searching lockers.
It was on RT.
Speaking of RT, it's not even a big deal because I don't even care. And their audience domestically is not that big. It's big internationally.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really had me on the big RT thing. They would always have me on ERT America. But they'd have me on there about every 2 weeks for a couple of years. And it was almost annoying. I'd fire up the Skype, do the interview, nice ladies. There was all women always interviewing me. But then just suddenly, what, about 6-8 months ago, never had me back on again. And fine with me, I mean, because I never really saw any traction from RT anyways. Mm-hmm. But if I can go on and talk about the New World Order and all this stuff, that's fine. I'd do it. I was told the head of RT America was a fan and modeled all of what they did. I've been told this by three people that worked there. Modeled it after, you know, what they put on air off of what I covered. And then it's just weird to also see it kind of change and become more kind of liberal, mm-hmm. not so much anti-establishment. So maybe we can ask RT, why am I blacklisted from the...
change in management? Did they...
I haven't even gone and looked it up. I haven't even really worried about it that much.
Yeah.
You just said RT, and it's more a question of why have I been on here so much? I mean, I've been on Japanese TV, British TV. I mean, here's another thing. I turn down U.S. television wanting to come interview me all the time because they're here all day. It airs 6 months later. They twist it. Yeah, it's a big audience. People go, I saw you on TV. Mm-hmm. I should probably do it just because of that street cred with the public. And then they listen to what you're saying on the internet.
Yeah, and then they'll come
But, back. I mean, I turn down, like, Discovery Channel, History Channel, A&E, you know, all these big shows, my own reality shows, literally like 10 the last few years, wow. with contracts. Not like, hey, let's have meetings. Like, here's contracts. Like, I'm going to be flying all over the country. I'm going to be doing, and you're going to, you're going to have access to my family? Never.
Ooh, yeah.
But then with RT, it's easy. Fire up the Skype, go on about the New World Order. For 10 minutes, you're done.
Yeah.
And then just to have it, like, cut.
Yep.
You know, you're like, So.
Weird.
What do you think's going on?
I think that it might be a change of management. That's all. I mean, people get busy. I mean, we get busy. This has, been 2 months since we've done Ask Alex. So, you know, things happen.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
All right, well, I'm trying to avoid everything being a conspiracy, but no, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
Well, hey, listen, it was a conspiracy that Ventura episodes got pulled.
Oh, I know. I mean, even here in the office, the guys were talking about how their DVRs, everything was erased and all of that.
Oh, it came out. But then Time Warner tells the Atlantic Monthly magazine, we didn't do any of that. No, we air it.
Where's my episode?
You're like, you didn't air the TSA. You only aired the FEMA one once. They're like, no, you don't know. No, we just had a scheduling issue. Ugh. They go, well, the conspiracy theorists say it didn't air. I mean, the congressman went and threatened Time Warner.
Yeah.
There was a whole fracas on national news about it. And then they're writing articles where I'm a conspiracy theorist. Why didn't it? And that's why I hardly do U.S. television. I did a whole Discovery Channel, 5 episodes, their most expensive shows in their production history.
Wow.
It was something like $1,400,000 or something like that. Each episode.
Wow.
And I'm not going to, very famous director, big deal. Mm-hmm. Waste all this time.
Never aired.
And they fired the new director of Discovery Channel and shelved the whole thing. And that's how these global banks work. Entertainment money is just part of paying for their propaganda. In the end, they don't need the money.
Yeah.
Kind of like Walmart that owns slave camps in China, you know, is not selling guns. Or not selling, quote, assault rifles now because of the shooting. With them, when it comes to tyranny, that comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there it is. See, that's big news, and I didn't know about that. That's something, that's PR, yeah, that's the Center for Media and Democracy.
Karen actually asked that. Thank you, Karen.
Corrections Corporation of America used in drug sweeps of public school students. Well, you got to fill their private prison. An unsettling trend appears to be underway in Arizona. Use of private prison employees in law enforcement operations. Wow, that is unprecedented.
Wow.
The state has graced national headlines in recent years as a result of cozy relationship with for-profit prison industry. And then it goes over it. Wow, and that came out a month ago.
Yeah.
Man, there's just so much I don't know about.
I mean, the world's happening real fast.
But see, here's the difference. We're going to cover this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to find out who first broke it, and then we're just going to say they broke it.
Awesome.
And then we're going to add our background research to it,
mm-hmm.
so that people get a larger image. Is what I always try to go for with our writers and readers is say, look, whether we break something or whether we're covering something, then connect it to other stuff that's similar. Because that's something Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com does that's different. But that is big news right there.
There.
I don't know who broke this, but I'm going to find out. This is turning into a huge brainstorming session.
Awesome. Yeah, these are great, actually. The Planet Infowars users that are engaged are amazing. They really are.
Wow. Yeah, it's school to prison. Well, that's what the schools are anyways, is prison training. That's why they use the mass shootings. They stage a lot of them is to be able to.
Yeah,
that is truly sick.
go through the metal detector, get pat-downs at school kind of thing.
There they are on the NASDAQ. CXW on Invest in Destruction of America. You can do it right there.
Disgusting.
That's and the big mega banks that are connected to a lot of these private prisons.
Private.
I mean, you know what they're laundering.
Yeah, well, and all kinds of things.
But, I mean, that's it. You're dumb enough to use the drugs these mega corporations ship in, launder the money through their banks, and then put you in their private prison. That's a good business model, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How many more we got? The problem is we're going to air this, but I said this about 20 times. I start getting a little bit dingy.
Okay, so moving on. We'll do the next question. I can't even remember where we are at this point. Alex, why not declare open civil war? The last civil war, it's unavoidable. And after looking at some today's society, I'd say we need some intervention.
Okay, well, number one, I don't want to be arrested today.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I mean, come on now. I Got Pal is the screen name, actually.
Well, I mean, let me answer their question. Number one, a civil war starts, and if it does, you're not happy about it.
Ugh, no.
It's like you're not happy about somebody trying to rob your house and you got to shoot them.
It'd be tons of blood.
I mean, you're not happy about having to, you know, pry a woman out of a car who's flipped over in a wreck and be the hero. It's just got to be done.
Right.
You don't want to go in and have surgery for cancer. It's just got to be done. I mean, it's not like if we go there, we've got to wake up as many people as we can trying to fix things politically. But if a criminal, out of control, illegitimate group is dominating and attacking us and enslaving us, read the Declaration of Independence. It's not just our right. It's our duty. But we better define who the enemy is. We better define different ways to fight them politically and economically and socially before we go to blows. Because the globalists will tell you 90% of war is info war. We use truth. They use deception. They use destruction of culture. We use culture in response to them. And you don't go out and start the violent revolution and then you're branded as the bad guy from the beginning. Oh, yeah. That's why the feds blow up Oklahoma City or stage mass shootings or provocateurum so they can play the part of the savior. So you don't offensively go out. You know, I made a statement about let them abuse us. Let them attack us. Wait. People are like, oh, you're saying, you know, let them do bad things to us. No, no, no. Like Gandhi or Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know, come on. I've got so much courage. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to take what you're going to do. I mean, it's kind of like if you're standing outside surveillance cameras and somebody starts a fight with you. You know, if you punch them first, you're going to get assault charges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you duck when they, you know, go to hit you. Plus, once they hit you, you're going to get even madder anyways. And I'm not going to be able to kick their butt till that happens. So I'm going to go ahead and let them hit me once. And then I'm going to stomp their butt in the ground. So let's just keep hurting them. They want to get the physical revolution going now. They're trying to provocateur it right now because politically and with the information, we're stabbing them. They're bleeding out. They're desperate. They want to hurry up and get this done. This isn't a fight that goes in the 10th, 12th, 14th, 20th round because this round just goes to the end. And the longer we go, the more we just exhaust ourselves, throwing ourselves against them with that commitment to bring them down, never stopping, never tiring, just like waves battering against the rocks, we will bring them down. But that's the understanding. So we don't offensively ever attack them. We defensively attack them. I mean, let's say it ever gets to the point where they're rounding political dissidents up, putting them in facilities. Then it's not offensive to go out to the camp and liberate the people. That's a defensive action because the crime being committed inside. But we have to get those rules of, we have to think about that now. That's what they're setting up for. It's now public. We saw the engineering before it was all announced. Clearly the constellation had been established, the program, the blueprint. Now it's rolling out. And so, wow, they are taking the safety switches off all their warheads politically. So they're going in. And they're all ramped up and hyped up, and they've hyped up their people. And for folks that sit around who aren't provocateurs saying, hey, let's get this party started, is that a party they've been to?
No.
Because I've been there historically. I've researched it historically. I haven't actually been there. But I kind of like to read things so I don't have to experience it myself so that I kind of read the owner's manual instead of just like, let's get a revolution going. Hey, okay, you ready to fight once it starts?
Right.
Because, you know, the people that are really going to fight if it does start, they're not talking about it.
Nope. Yep.
So.
Yeah, you're right. They're just silently getting ready.
And that's my question. Will Glenn Beck and all these people be there if the revolution starts?
No, they will run. I won't.
Okay, I don't think they'll run. I mean, I just think they'll be like, we need to be calm now. And what these people have done is wrong. You know, will they go against the system day one? Like when the government staged 9/11, I was there saying they staged it.
Mm-hmm.
And losing almost all my affiliates. I was already, you know, becoming a darling, you know, in conservative radio because I was attacking Bill Clinton for his agenda. They thought, well, this guy's a Republican. Well, no, I'm a liberty lover. But as soon as they were like, hey, stop with the Bush stuff, 9/11, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Right.
See, these other guys, they'd rationalize, I better play along with this and stay on all these radio stations. Well, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I'm committed. It's not that I'm some great guy either. This is a real war. You don't win wars making deals.
Yeah.
But you also don't win them acting stupid and rushing in all at once. And these questions get heavier and heavier.
Take a deep breath.
Holy Toledo.
All right, we've got two questions left. One is sort of long and the other one's short one. So this one's coming from you to you from HL. And he says, Alex, I just joined the site and I'm really glad these open discussions are taking place. I've got a couple of questions and I think they kind of all relate. Shouldn't we be concerned who's reading our words here? And I think the two parties have lost their way. Are we starting, the third party?
Well, to be clear, they haven't lost their way. They've been scientifically taken over by foreign banks.
Yeah. wow, that was just a real snap. As for reading your words on Planet Infowars, I can almost answer that for you. If you sign up for an account, which anyone can do, you can see your words. So if you're trying to say, you know, like, let's start a revolution, let's go kill this, that, or the other, yeah, your words are going to be deleted or seen. So don't do that. Don't do that.
What are they specifically asking?
He's asking you, he said, shouldn't we be concerned who's reading our words here, like on Planet Infowars?
Well, listen, here's the deal.
We're not selling your data. Like, we don't give your email address out. We don't do any of that. It's open for your, it's an open forum.
Yeah, but it's more than that. People ask for a social network. So we built them one. And I haven't really done a good job of promoting it, but it's grown and grown and gotten better and better. But these people ask me this stuff all the time. They say, Alex, you must be scared. You must be paranoid. No, I go out to public events without bodyguards. So, see, it's the opposite. I'm out here public using my real name, exposing this, and then anonymous people say, oh, you must be paranoid. You're saying the government's bad. Well, I'm concerned about the tyranny. I'm not paranoid. I know what I know, and I, with courage, am up there confronting them.
Yeah.
You know, you must not sleep good at night. Well, no, I'm committed to what I do. I actually sleep quite well. It's in God's hands. So they just don't know who I am. But so many people, it's a paradox. They think I'm, quote, a fearmonger. That's a popular meme because, not because they're COINTELPRO, most of them, not because they're government operatives, because this is scaring them.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of prominent people and successful people and, you know, famous mixed martial arts people who are like, man, I hear your show. It scares me. I'm like, it scares you. You could probably unscrew my head like a corkscrew and my show's scaring you. Listen. the things that are scaring you are already all there.
You're just seeing them.
And now you're seeing them. Isn't that a good thing? See, it'd be like if I was driving down a road at night that's 70 miles an hour and it says, slow down to 30, hairpin turn. I don't go, those fearmongers. And then just roar at 70 right off the thing off a ditch.
Right.
I'm like, oh, it says slow down to 30. I better slow down.
Yeah, I should do that.
You know? So it's not fear-mongering to have a stop sign at a highway. If you just drove right out, you're going to be probably have T-bone accidents every day with deaths.
Right.
So there's a world government run by really bad people running things. Mm-hmm. They want to fully now take control. The globalists have captured our country, our government. Now they want to capture us individually. They've conquered America and Europe. Now they want to conquer us individually. They want to be able to take our property, environmental home inspections, take our guns, forcibly inoculate our children whenever they want. Take our bank accounts, not let us leave the country, no judge, no jury, not let us get money out of the country. I mean, this is tyranny. This is dangerous, scary stuff. And so I'm not fear-mongering when the news is like, the government loves you, everything's fine. Citizens are evil, turn your guns in.
Oh, man.
Let's watch this drama now where all the bad guys are gun owners. Let's watch this medical show where evil women that beat their children won't give them vaccinations. You know, let's watch this show where a patriot's going to nerve gas New York. You know, they're there demonizing us. They're coming for us. And so I believe that if I warn people about this, they're going to want to make preparations for it and speak out and say no and say, we don't give our consent. Right. We're throwing ourselves against your machinery because that's the only way out. Because here's the deal. If there was some great free country that was as nice as America had been and where I could run to right now, I'd be gone. I'd be broadcasting from there, criticizing the New World Order, trying to save my old country. There is nowhere to really run.
Yeah.
They are mopping up all the old nation states. They are raising the taxes to transfer to the mega banks. There's nowhere to go. So my back's against the wall.
Stand your ground.
So don't be a fear monger. Just lay down and let the wolves tear your guts out. And tell yourself they're not wolves. Tell them that they're strawberry shortcakes. You know, I can't do that. So I'm like, hey, they are coming. You know, look what they just did there. Look what they did there. They're liars. They're evil. They're bad. You know, look at the drone attacks killing kids. They don't care about these other dead kids. They want our guns. I'm there trying to rally people to realize our back's against the wall.
Right.
The only way to get out of this is through these people.
If we take anybody's guns, this is what made me so angry. If we take anybody's guns, we need to take our government's guns. They arm their drones. They go kill children. And then God rest their souls, all those 20 children. But at the same time, thousands. Where is tears?
Well, the media is telling you gun owners did this. Guns did this. Right. You're bad. You're the Klan.
Last I checked, my gun doesn't load itself. Last I checked, my gun doesn't shoot itself.
And so that's the issue right there in all of my babble is that I'm here like Paul Revere warning people about how far down the line of tyranny we've gotten and how serious things are going to get now. And as those things happen, we get more and more credibility. And other people out there that understand history go, no, I get it. I got to speak out now. Because the great danger is letting this thing win. The only way out is resisting it. And some people say, well, I'll just keep my head down. And yes, obviously, if you're going and posting on the internet, it's all surveilled, folks. At the internet hub sites, I'm on air saying the NSA surveils everything illegally. Of course they're listening to your phone. Right. Of course they're putting you in a database. How about they get 300 million of us in a database, every American? We're not doing anything wrong. They're committing felonies surveilling us illegally.
Yeah.
So there's this thing of, there's not a tyranny, but aren't you paranoid they're listening to you? You know, they're going to get you. And I'm like, so you admit there's a tyranny, but I better shut up. See, people just choose to be cowards and go, well, I decide just to go along with it. What do I have to hide? It's not like, oh, let the NSA spy on me. I have nothing to hide. It's like, I have privacy.
Yeah.
Let me go to that NSA officer's house and watch them in the shower. And they'll be like, well, no, that's my privacy. What do you have to hide?
Right.
Well, nothing to hide. I don't like anybody when I'm taking a shower. You know, I want some privacy. So people are like, can't we be watched here? Hell yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You can either go quietly in the night, like the Jews in Nazi Germany and the kulaks in Ukraine and the the poor Chinese farmers that got collectivized, and some numbers, 85 million of them died. You can take that road of kissing the butt of the big mean government and cowering down with the black uniforms.
Yeah.
They take your guns, they take your property, they take your life. Or you can say, you know what? You're criminals, you're illegitimate. I'm going to list all your crimes, and you know what? I'm standing up to you, bully. And see, I'm not worried about myself because I realize how short my life is. I'm genuinely worried about humanity and the species. I know that my children will have children and that they will commune with other humans. I think about future destinies of humanity. I think about our species going to the stars. That's what's important to me. They won't even know who I was or who you were 1,000 years ago. If we survive this, they'll just have love. They'll have their own challenges, their own great things they're doing, whatever we become. Mm-hmm. And I just love them just like my ancestors loved me, and that's all I want. That's what I'm seeking for. So if they kill me, that's a great honor in the service of my species. Not that we're perfect or anything. It's just that I choose good, not that I'm perfect. I'm trying to be good. And so I've thrown away the fear and committed to put my full weight, even though it's not perfect how I do it, against the enemy. And it's a testament to what we can do against them. That's why the real COINTELPRO always says I'm a government operative and I'm this and that. The last thing the government would do would expose their drug dealing, expose their private prisons, expose their GMO, yeah, expose their cancer vaccines. What government operatives do is get infighting going in liberty movements.
Yeah.
Are we down to the end here?
One last question. Sorry.
My fault, friend. These are really great questions,
all right,
Christy.
This last question.
Have I done all right, though? Because I'm so tired today.
You're fantastic. You're doing
really I've done like 5 hours already today.
I know. All right, so bear with me, Alex. Last one, it's from Don, and he says, does it seem interesting to anyone that all these military forces are gathering at the north of Israel?
That is in the Bible. But there have been military forces gathered there quite a few times.
I mean, that's kind of an open...
And the way the folks... See, people say, are you not a Christian? You don't believe in the rapture? I don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. It's clearly at the end of it. They don't listen to that part. You know, they use it as a self-fulfilling prophecy. Just, oh, I'm not going to get involved. It's the end of the world anyways. All I know is the thing we see in Revelation is, according to the biblical name, Russia, come down with a big Arab army and attack Israel. All the big Arab armies are lined up behind the globalists, the Western powers, and are attacking Libya and Syria and using Al-Qaeda. And Syria, you know, can barely even hold on. There's now food shortages, and, you know, the globalists are engaged in siege, shutting them down.
Yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely evil. 22-month proxy war against them. And so our government is, as usual, 100% in the wrong, committing incredible war crimes. I had a congressman on the radio today, Walter Jones, calling it a war crime.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a war crime. There's no... Like, if I walked up for no reason or you did and killed your neighbor just for fun, that'd be premeditated murder. I mean, this is murder one, tyranny one, war crime one. I mean, this is bam, dyed in the wool, real McCoy certified, like saying John Wayne's the Western star, Clint Eastwood, that's bona fide. You know, Jack Daniels is bona fide Kentucky whiskey, well, Tennessee whiskey. The point is that, hell, I can't even get my states right. It doesn't even matter. It's just...
Alex, you're human. You asked if you're doing all right. I think people really appreciate you.
Well, no, I just am taping this for next week, and I'm just particularly tired today. But you know what? I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to shoot another...
Yeah!
Well, let me tell you, the reason I'm distracted is all I'm thinking about to this.
Yeah, I know.
And that's all they're thinking about. If they get those guns...
How do we do it?
Katie, bar the door. You know, it's weird. My mind is not normally split, even when bad stuff's going on or... You know, things outside of work. But right now, like, my wheels are always just because this signaling of the never has there been an assault on guns like this.
Yeah.
This signals that all the rest of the agenda, they are going for broke to take down this country.
That's the first thing they have to take is your guns. They have to take your self-defense, and then they can take you and your family and everything.
But exactly. But the way they're doing it, throwing everything behind it, is just incredible, Christy.
Yeah.
I hope that you're having a good Christmas when this airs.
Thank
what are you planning to do for Christmas?
I'll be home with my family, so that'll be really nice.
And you know, you always get in here and ask Alex, and then when you start making good points, I interrupt you, which I'm a master of, because I lose the thought if I don't say it when I'm thinking it. But anything you'd like to add about what you see happening in the world, Christy?
Matt Williams actually said it the other day. He was here, and he was exhausted, similar to what you feel like today, and he said, sometimes I just go home and I shut the door. You know, I just want quiet. You made me cry, Alex. It's very, it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with. And the world is a scary place. And
it is.
I really admire what you do.
So. Oh, you're sweet. No, but it is a dangerous place. And only admitting how bad this government is, because all governments aren't 100% bad in history. I mean, folks, the New World Order is a bunch of crooks that have been competing with each other to see who can get into control. I mean, it is a nasty group. I mean, these people are dangerous. I mean, dangerous.
Well, they're attacking us and on so many levels. It's not just politically. It's our neuro system. I have a really good friend. She's a chiropractor. And we were talking about all these issues. And she's like, they're messing our brain chemistry up. Like, we can't think straight.
Oh, yeah. They're jacking the food. They're jacking the water. They're on record doing it.
Yeah.
They admit that. I've got all their books right over there, Ecoscience and others, where they say it. And that's what I mean. You try to tell the public, hey, they're putting crap in your water, not just fluoride.
Yeah.
They're putting stuff in the food. And they're just like, oh, yeah, you're sad Romney lost, huh? And I'm like, no, he was controlled, too. Oh, well, then really, why are you saying Obama's bad? Well, there's more choices than them. Oh, yeah, you traitor, you racist Klan member. And you're like, hey, listen, the Klan was for gun control. Yeah, sure, that's what the Klan always says. MSNBC told me better. And you're just like, whoa, man, these people cannot be reached. I mean, it is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what else is going to be scary? Next, you're going to tell me sometimes governments do bad things. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, there's really nothing I can say to that.
All right. Well, ho, 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 and a bottle of rum. That's it.
Eggnog.
Oh. Hey, I want to wish everybody a great and happy Christmas out there, and be safe, and just wake somebody up today. That's how we're going to defeat the globalist. And we take you back now to the special edition of InfoWars Nightly News.
And now, a special Christmas message from the Federal Reserve. This Christmas, the Federal Reserve would like to wish all of our slaves a very merry quantitative easing 4. Our current chair, Ben Bernanke, has perfected the art of giving money to foreign banks for many years, as seen in this rare home movie. Ben is currently giving these banks $85 billion per month. Excellent work, Ben. Once again, this is the Federal Reserve wishing you and yours a very merry quantitative easing four, and we hope to destroy your economy in the new year.
Recently, the Harvard School of Health looked at more than a dozen scientific studies concerning fluoride and confirmed what countless other scientists have been documenting for decades. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. You see, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries would have to pay to store all the toxic waste they produce. But instead, they get our counties and cities to pay to put the poison in our water. It's not just fluoride we're getting, but lead, mercury, arsenic. The list goes on and on. And a lot of this toxic waste comes from China. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives. And it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're here in San Antonio, Texas, about to cover a student RFID protest in just mere moments. We stopped here at this neighborhood Walmart to check for directions. And as you can see, we're surrounded by not only a Walmart, a GameStop, a Staples office supply store, but also a NSA data mining center. Now, in 2008, and I wouldn't be surprised if it has happened again since then, a journalist was detained for 45 minutes for filming the then-under-construction NSA Data Mining Center, We have been able to avoid detention here, and we are not going to press our luck. This is Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Hey, NSA, if you decide to confiscate this tape, we are truly looking for the visitor center, and we would like to take a tour.
Yeah, we're trying to find the visitor center. Do you guys do guided tours here?
No, we don't.
Do you guys have any, like, information we can take home or anything like that?
Information as far as what?
I mean, just, like, what do you guys do here? Because, like, you guys do have a visitor center. Is that it, correct, sir?
We can't get that information out.
Okay.
Are we being detained, officer?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just asking.
Just give some information. You're asking me for info. I want to get info for you, right?
Hey, well, can you answer my questions if I ask you some questions?
Okay. Can I get your ID, too?
Well, sir, she's not driving.
Why do I need to give you my ID?
I'm trying to verify who you guys are. You're asking me questions. Who am I talking to?
Okay, what is it that you want to know? Because you understand this is restricted government property, this area?
Well, sir, like I said...
There's a sign right here that states no electrical equipment, no video camera, no filming.
Okay, sir, we'll be happy to leave.
Okay.
I'm just asking, can you confirm for me that there is a visitor center over there, though?
How did you know there was a visitor center? What made you...
Sir, there's a sign over there.
There's a big sign that says visitor center.
I'm just asking, can you confirm that it's over there? I'm not being a smart aleck.
I know, I'm asking you, if you saw a sign, why are you asking me if there's a visitor center?
Now, what is your name, officer?
My name is Sergeant Rivera.
There is, in fact, a visitor sign. When we got over there, we didn't see any clear markings that said visitor center.
Yes.
Rob, hey, they still got us out here. They got three cop cars on us.
But yeah, what are they saying?
They're not letting us leave.
Yeah, well, I asked if we were detained. They said no, but they're checking both our driver's licenses. It's been like 10 minutes now.
We're sandwiched in. We can't leave.
Yeah.
Are you taping all this?
Yeah, yes. We haven't turned the camera off.
Okay, good. So the police are telling you you're detained?
No, they said we're not detained, but they won't let us leave.
Have you told them that the NSA has already lost the lawsuit?
No, he won't confirm what this building is. He just said it's a government institution. And I asked him where the visitor center is, and he was like, why do you want to go to the visitor center? Yeah, we got whoever the guy was. His shirt said something. I couldn't make it out. I think it said, like, national security or something like that.
Yeah. Because the larger issue is, are they San Antonio police?
Yeah, one of them is San Antonio police. The other have unmarked vehicles, so I'm not sure who they are.
Completely unmarked.
Okay, hold on. I'll try to get him over here. Excuse me, sir. Officer, my boss is on the phone. He'd like to talk to you if you have the time.
Actually, I'm conducting my business right now, so if you could, go ahead and hang up while I'm talking to you.
Okay, he's requesting that we hang up the phone.
Why is that?
My boss is asking why is that.
Why? Because it's common courtesy to a police officer that I'm talking to you, the driver.
Okay.
Just drop the phone here, sir. Drop the phone here.
Okay. All right. I'll put it right there.
They're coming up on the other side of the car, too.
Yeah. So. They said they're still conducting their business. Like I said, it's been at least 20 minutes now.
He said it's common courtesy not to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, now you don't have common courtesy.
Here they come.
All right, hold on, Alex.
I'll put the phone down like that.
All right, guys, you guys got a business card?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, officer, this is my boss's business card.
Okay.
He's actually, he'd like to talk to you guys if you have the time. Okay.
Appreciate it. We got things to do.
Sure.
All right, man. You guys are free to go, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. And what's your name, officer?
Please don't come back here.
Okay, we won't block this entrance again. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right, Alex. They said we can go. And, yeah, we just had an encounter with at least one police officer, two unmarked vehicles, one marked vehicle. I'm here filming Alyssa Melton. We came out here to the NSA Data Mining Center in San Antonio, Texas. They got out. They left us out here for at least 20 minutes as they ran their checks. I'm sure we are now on a database somewhere like we weren't before, but, you know.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. Zero Dark 30, the film supposedly based on the true story official accounts of the killing of Osama bin Laden, is set to release in U.S. theaters December 19th.
We are still no closer to defeating our enemy.
20 detainees recognize that photo.
And analyzing the clip you just saw, Jessica Chastain stars as CIA operative Maya, a woman obsessed with capturing the man supposedly behind the September 11th terrorist attacks. The New York Film Critics Guide was apparently so moved, they named Zero Dark Thirty Film of the Year. Now let's analyze a clip of actual Osama bin Laden raid footage.
InfoWars.com has acquired this official White House-approved raid footage. So we bring to you now the world premiere of the Osama bin Laden raid.
Actually, we can't be sure if that's legitimate footage or not. You see, so much misinfo and disinfo came out in the wake of the raid that it's really hard to understand what's real or what's not anymore. And really, shouldn't the makers of Zero Dark Thirty be concerned about the same thing?
If you'll recall, Osama bin Laden was supposedly taken down in a raid at a compound in Abbottabad in 2011.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
President Obama addressed the nation late Sunday evening to say that just hours before, Osama bin Laden had been killed in the middle of a major populated city in a palace compound. My friends, this is a complete and total hoax, and we predicted with total precision, with inside sources, going back more than 8 years ago, exactly what would happen.
And then bin Laden's body was buried at sea, all within 24 hours after the raid. Our government claimed his burial was per Islamic tradition. But many Muslim scholars have come forward to point out that this, like so much else in the official story, is false. Over the years, many people, from intelligence analysts to heads of state, including former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, and former FBI head of counterterrorism Dale Watson, have gone on record to say that bin Laden died in 2001. Dr. Steve Pichinik, who has worked with five different U.S. presidents and the Department of Defense, has even come out to say that Osama bin Laden died in 2001 of Marfan syndrome, a degenerative genetic disease with no permanent cure.
With the intel, with the CIA reports you were reading, with as much proof as you can give us without giving up your sources of knowing that bin Laden was dead and when he reportedly died, so that we can look at the big news story now in context of why they've launched this hoax today.
Well, let me just say, the issue of why he was dead was exactly what I said before. He died of Marfan syndrome. Bush Jr. knew about it. The intelligence community knew about it. He had al-Zawahiri, who was a physician with him, who is still a physician. I don't know where he is. But we knew he was already dead by 9/11.
In fact, two separate high-level sources have told Alex Jones directly that not only was bin Laden dead since 2001, but his death would not be announced until the most politically opportune moment.
This all came out right at the time that Obama's approval rating was dropping like a rock, an all-time low this far into a president's administration. As the dollar's dropping, as support for Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and the drone attacks in Pakistan was imploding. Right as the Pakistanis were threatening to kick the U.S. out of Pakistan and to kick their drones out. Right as this happens, there's this big propaganda victory, and what do? They take the body and throw it in the ocean, they say. Do you really believe that? No one is buying that.
When the announcement finally came that Osama bin Laden was dead, the White House changed its story so many times, it was hard to keep anything straight.
First, the raid involved a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. Then only one unnamed man was armed. Then bin Laden was armed. Then he wasn't armed, and it was reported that he used his wife as a human shield. To go along with the ever-changing official story, the White House also released a Situation Room photo depicting a grave President Obama and Hillary Clinton with her hand over her mouth, supposedly watching the bin Laden raid live. But CIA Director Leon Panetta later admitted that wasn't possible, as the live feed had been cut before the Navy SEAL team even went in.
Speaking of the Navy SEALs that carried out the raid, controversy intensified when our government announced that some members of SEAL Team 6 responsible for the raid died in a helicopter crash 2 months later.
I have two sources inside the Army, and I have another source inside the Marines, a colonel,
who have confirmed and talked to members of the family of SEAL Team 6 that supposedly was shot down a few days ago over Kabul, Afghanistan, that they were killed to shut them up about what they know about the staged raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
In the wake of the raid, Disney even tried to copyright the name Navy SEAL Team 6. The Situation Room photo wasn't the only photo proven a fraud either. A photograph the media pounced all over in the days following the raid, reportedly of bin Laden's body, was also shown to be a manipulated fake. Multiple books were also released following the raid. The latest one published by a Navy SEAL who claimed his work was a first-hand, boots-on-the-ground account and that he witnessed bin Laden's death with his own eyes. The publisher even claimed the book was not vetted by the Pentagon. But as we witnessed with the arrest and detainment of Brandon Robb, release of an unapproved book of this magnitude would garner a full-scale assault on its author.
So let's recap. 10 years later and the greatest manhunt in history, as the movie puts it, and we finally caught and killed the man responsible for one of the greatest crimes ever committed on U.S. soil, and yet we have no valid photographs and no conclusive proof.
If you want a conspiracy theory to exist, that's how you start it. Like, the most elusive character on the face of the planet, the most elusive human being, the Bigfoot of people. And you catch him and kill him. But, yeah, we chucked him in the drink right away because we didn't want any more problems.
The latest news to break on the bin Laden raid came a few weeks ago when heavily redacted emails obtained through an Associated Press FOIA request revealed that no American sailors aboard the USS Carl Vinton had witnessed bin Laden's sea burial. Another email from the public affairs officer claimed that only a small group of the ship's leadership were even informed of the burial.
Though the release of Zero Dark Thirty was delayed until after the presidential election, supposedly to ward off accusations of a political agenda, with a mountain of evidence showing we've never been given the full story here, it's hard to think this movie has anything but a political agenda. So much propaganda was released following the bin Laden raid, it's unclear what really happened. But saying this movie is based on a true story is a lot like saying Winnie the Pooh is based on a real-life bear named Winifred and a real-life little boy named Christopher Robin. And yet, I've never seen one talking tiger in real life. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
The immense popularity of Black Friday and the introduction of Thanksgiving Day shopping this year is prompting many Americans to question the mental health of people who participate in these events. The success of Thanksgiving Day shopping has also prompted many media outlets to hint that Christmas Day shopping could be introduced to the public in coming years. We asked local Austinites what they think of this prospect.
Okay, do you want a Black Friday Christmas?
No. No. No.
Why not?
Because you have 364 other days to shop, and I don't think people should shop on Christmas Day.
Absolutely not. I believe that Black Friday for Thanksgiving is already enough for the American consumer, and Black Friday Christmas will destroy everything really Christmas is about, finally destroy it for real.
No. Why not?
First of all, I don't even know what it is.
Absolutely not. I think that would ruin Christmas. It just would, to make it its own holiday would be, I don't know. I don't like it. That'd be awesome.
Yes, definitely. I think it would help.
I mean, if they want to be open, go for it. I'm not going to be out there shopping. So I'll be with family, hanging out at home, relaxing.
What are your thoughts when you see videos of people trampling each other for cheap products?
White trash.
Those are my thoughts.
I would never, number one, stand in that line. Number two, I would never, like, trample over people to get something at Walmart.
I feel like they're just not connect. They've lost all connection with humans, and they see humans as sort of just a roadblock in their life, I guess. They're just completely closed off to others and just really simple-minded.
Well, I think it's funny, like I said.
When people get trampled, you think it's funny?
I think it's sad.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard for me to say because I'm one of them sometimes. It's kind of an adrenaline rush to see, you know, they have five products at this price and there's 20 people going for it. You know, who can, it's like, who can win the trophy? Well, I'm working in the medical field, and we had a lot of people that actually had broken bones because of Black Friday. You know, they got the TV, but they had a $4,000 doctor bill to go along with it.
According to the National Retail Federation, stores that were open this past Thanksgiving Day experienced a 22% increase in profits over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. According to the Wall Street Journal, in past years, many retail stores were also closed for Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day.
What do you think of the fact that a lot of experts say that the discounts on Black Friday aren't even that great?
I agree. Totally agree. They're not that great. They just make you spend more money. So
they're not that good. You can get the same discounts if you just watch the ads and look online.
I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting, though.
I didn't know that either. I mean, the first toy that I ever got from Black Friday was the Game Boy Color, and it was like $40 when we got it. At the time, that was something that cost $200. So I always thought Black Friday was a great deal.
Does the Black Fridayization of society boost holiday morale or hurt holiday morale, in your opinion?
I don't know if it boosts or hurts, but it certainly changes the focus, and that's the problem.
I mean, it can boost it. It can, because, I mean, it's kind of a family thing. A lot of families make it an event to go and get everyone together. So in a way, it can create like a family thing.
For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz.